And thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I was calling in reference to an order that I placed on the 24th of February. And I have it showing up in my credit card statement. And I spoke with Anita, who transferred me to you, because there's no record of that even being shipped yet. Could you check that out for me?
Yes, sir. One moment. And I pull up your account here.
Mm-hmm. And who am I speaking with, please?
This is going to be Angela Williams, the supervisor.
Okay, Angela. Thank you.
And can you please verify your name and address, sir?
Yeah, it's Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E, Brisson. And I'm at 151 Sugar Hill Road, Williamsburg.
All right, thank you for that. Let's sure. Take a look here. I see here that you ordered two cosmic scopes on the 24th of February.
Yep.
I take a look at the notes already on there today. And you're calling because you have not received that shipment.
Well, I haven't received it. And when I spoke with Anita, she could find nothing showing it had been shipped even. That's my concern. If
Let's
I had shipping information and a tracking number, then my concern diminishes considerably. But I don't like paying for something that hasn't even been shipped yet.
Yes, sir, I do understand. There has been a delay in these shipments. What we're going to
is
send an email to our fulfillment center and make sure that they prioritize this shipment. Now, with me one moment, I'll take a look at the additional notes on your account.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to send over an email and have them go ahead and put that in the mail today. They will send you out your tracking information. We'll put prioritize on there. I do apologize for your inconvenience. I understand your concern, sir. Bear with me one moment. All right, so I went ahead and took care of that.
Okay,
again,
I want to be clear now of what's going to happen. Somebody's going to contact me with the shipping information?
Well, what's going to happen is that they will send you the fulfillment email once it ships out. I went ahead and requested that they take a look at your order and see that it has not shipped and to go ahead and prioritize
that. Why am I being charged on my card when a product hasn't been shipped yet?
I'm sorry, your line broke up. You said, why are you being charged on your card when the product
hasn't even been shipped? What I'm doing is I'm financing a company's inventory. That's not what I'm in business for.
Financing a company's inventory.
Well, in other words, you've got my money,
right?
And the product is sitting in a warehouse somewhere. Where is this shipped from?
Canada.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's coming from Canada. But that's
right.
What we could
well,
do.
What
if
I
it
need,
hasn't shipped
what,
yet is, go ahead,
what,
sir.
Okay, what I need is I need a confirmation that this is shipped with a tracking number. I'd like to have that. Well, I know this is a weekend, so I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody can take care of that for me on Monday. If I don't hear back with that information, I'll give them until Wednesday. I will contact a credit card company, dispute it, and just cancel the order. I need somebody to get me some information that I know that you sound like a great lady, by the way. You're very professional, so this is no reflection on you. But I'm not familiar with this company. I have no idea if they're, legitimate or whatever. What they're showing me is a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that.
We have a list here of tracking information, numbers, and who's already been shipped, but it is a great deal of numbers. And
tracking doesn't work if it hasn't been shipped, right? If it's been shipped, then they have a tracking number. That's a very simple thing. I mean, I'm assuming they have a computer system, right? They have a computerized system.
Yes,
and
sir.
It's not a difficult thing to know whether a product has been shipped and who it's been shipped by.
The thing of it is that, just to be honest with you, is they don't, the United States Postal Service will note the tracking to a customer's account. This particular postal service, they don't, and they just give us a list of tons of tracking numbers, and they ask.
Now, when
that
you say this postal service, which postal service are you referring to?
The Canada Post.
The Canadian one?
Yes, Canada Post. And we have to wade through tons of numbers to find yours, to give you that information specifically. And it
wow.
is right. And I'm looking through it as we speak, but it seems impossible to do. So what I would have to do is email them and have them email you back your tracking information, your tracking number.
Okay. Well, I don't care how, you know, as long as I get something to let me know that this, in fact, is legitimate and it's been shipped and it's on its way and there's a tracking number I can follow.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, you know, again, you sound like a great lady. And by the way, Anita was very professional. So I have no concerns from that standpoint. But I do have a concern when, you know, simple information should be forthcoming. And I have no problem getting that from people I've dealt with. As a matter of fact, this is the first time I run into this in years. You know,
yes,
so
sir.
This is why the red flag is up.
Well, it says here on our note from the company, they are adding the tracking numbers, the orders as fast as they can. But until then, we can use this, which is a list of tracking numbers, and it just seems impossible
wow.
to find one tracking number.
That's awful. That's awful.
Yes.
That is awful. They probably ought to move that operation out of Canada.
Well, it's this is the company that we're dealing with, but they are sending out these items. Our customers do get them, and they are very satisfied. I can attest to that. But I understand this is your particular situation, and that's how you feel, and you have a right to. So,
well, it's not so much a way I feel. I just think that it doesn't make sense to me that something that simple is so complicated for, and I'm not saying it's the company, but if it's the Canadian system, and I'm from Canada originally.
So you're familiar with the Canada Post?
No, I'm not actually, because
oh.
I think I was 5 or 6 when my parents moved to the States. So, you know, I am not familiar with it, but I just need, I need some verification.
Yes, sir.
Basically, I need verification this is legitimate. And the only reason I'm even, you know, considering that is, again, because of how you're handling it and how Anita handled this call.
Yes, sir.
I need to tell you, you're very professional, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome, sir. But we will go ahead and make sure they prioritize the shipment and send you out your fulfillment email with the tracking number attached to it. I do apologize for your inconvenience, sir.
Normally, would this be shipped by now?
Yes, sir, it is shipped, but it's just that it's
You know for sure that it is shipped.
It's shipped. It just takes a little bit longer, but and because, you know, once it gets to the United States Postal Service, our Postal Service has slowed down considerably. So that's when these issues with the shipping came along, because usually a customer have their product by now. But I do understand your concern. So we're going to get that taken care of. We do have instructions on how to handle the situation when we speak with the customer, which is to let you know that we do have a tracking. Just go ahead and prioritize your account since you called, and they will email you your fulfillment information.
I do appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for your help. And what I'll do is I'll give it a week. How's that? I'll
that
give
sounds
it a week.
Good, sir.
And
thank
if
you
I don't
very
hear
much.
From anybody and, you know, it's still out there somewhere, if it's shipped or if it isn't, then I'll contact my credit card company. But I'll
well,
give it a week.
Well, if you don't receive it in a week, instead of, you know, you can give us a call. We'll go ahead and refund the money. You don't have
you know,
to dispute it. We'll refund it.
You know what? I'd like somebody to make a note to call me, because I waited over 20
yes,
minutes
sir.
For the first person to answer, then I waited another 15 to get you. And I just
I'm
said,
sorry about that.
I don't have that patience.
Okay.
So,
well,
you
I'll
can
make it
make a
on
note
this
there
email.
That,
Yes, I'll have them contact you.
very good. All right.
All
Very
right, Ted.
good. Well,
All right.
Angela, I truly appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. So you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You do the same. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.